Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and I'm thrilled to have Martina Hennessy on the line from Doddle.ie, D-O-D-D-L.ie, and we're talking mortgages today. Martina, I'm amazed at the amount of people who could be making savings on their mortgage and are doing nothing about it. So let's talk switching today. I think a lot of people are afraid, aren't they, that they think it's going to be far too much hassle and that's why they don't do it.
Absolutely, Trina. So there's a perception that, you know, switching your mortgage is costly or difficult or complex. And I suppose that's not the case. And that's at Doddle, it's really simple for our customers. They go onto our website, they see if they can save, and they process their application via our portal. And we work with 8 major lenders. So the really key point is that you get expert mortgage advice if looking to switch your mortgage, because it's really difficult to know. There's like so many options on market, so much change in the last 12 months in terms of rate. So it's important to either do a lot of research yourself to make sure you're getting the best options for your personal circumstances, or to use a broker who will have larger market reach and can advise you on what rates may best suit you and what options may best suit you on the market.
Is it possible to switch your mortgage if it's a relatively new mortgage, or do you have to wait some time before you can do that?
Yeah, so the lenders need to see there's 12 months satisfactory repayment. So if you draw down your mortgage and you see that there's a better rate on market or the rates have dropped, if you're on a variable rate or if you're in a short-term fixed rate, you can look to switch your mortgage to another lender once you've 12 months satisfactory repayments made. So that's an important one. So the lenders just need to see how you're settling into your mortgage, that you can afford to repay the proposed, proposed new mortgage that they're going to lend to you. So they need to see that track record of 12 months.
Okay, now you mentioned there a short fixed rate. So if you went on to a 3-year or a 5-year fixed rate, could you switch after 1 year?
You just need to be careful. The downside of fixed rates, the upside, I suppose, is that they're lower than variable rates as it stands. They're security over repayments. You know exactly what you're paying every month. But the key thing to be aware of is that with fixed rates, there can be a break penalty if you break out of the fixed rate. And not to get too technical into it, but really the break funding fee is based on the cost of funds when you lock in versus when you break out by the mortgage amount, by the term remaining on fixed. So all very complicated. Yeah. But really, I suppose right now, the cost of funds for the bank, so the amount that they borrow their funds at is quite low. So it mitigates the risk of having a break penalty, but it doesn't mean that there is no risk. So you always need to be conscious if you're signing up to a fixed rate that there could be a penalty. So things happen during the course, unexpected items might happen during the course of in the short term. So just to be aware that, you know, if you fix, be aware that there can be a break penalty if you have to redeem that fixed rate or redeem your mortgage early based on the fixed rate. So it can preclude switching if you're locked in for a long-term fixed rate. And I suppose when you're taking out a new rate, just be mindful of, are you going to stay in this property long-term? Will you be in a position to be able to make overpayments? And do you expect that rates will become more competitive and you might want to switch in the short term? The most popular fixed rate at the moment, and fixed term at the moment, Trina, is roughly around a 3-year fixed rate. So in Ireland, we're not great for fixing, you know, at the longer term fixed rates. They tend to be higher in terms of the interest rate charge. So we tend to be 3 to 5 year fixed rates are most popular with Irish consumers.
I think there's a lot of places doing 7-year and 10-year fixed rates. There's definitely a sense of a bit more security, I guess, when you go for a fixed rate. You know exactly how much you're going to be paying out every month and you can plan a bit. But then I think sometimes with a variable rate, you can get better value.
Well, actually, at the moment, the fixed rates are lower than variable rates, and that's why they tend to be more popular. So the vast majority of mortgages drawn down are drawn down at fixed rates right now, because the lowest variable rate on the market is 2.45%, but the lowest fixed rate is 1.95%. So there's 0.5% higher to take a variable rate. A lot of people like variable rates because they like the flexibility to be able to throw in lump sums, or they feel they might have some money coming to them down the line. Mm. And a lot of the lenders now are offering what's called overpayment options. So they'll allow you to overpay a portion of the mortgage. For example, the newer non-bank lenders, such as Finance Ireland ICS, will allow you to overpay up 20% of the capital balance each year. So if you borrowed 300,000 and you were lucky enough to have a lump sum to be able to overpay that mortgage, you could overpay 60,000 in that year to reduce that mortgage balance. So it gives the flexibility of a fixed rate, so you know what your payments are, but the flexibility of knowing that you can overpay if you have the means to do so, or if your income is skewed so that if you get a bonus annually, or you might have a commission lump sum or an overseas allowance or something like that, and you feel that you may have the opportunity to really try and accelerate the repayment of the mortgage, being able to overpay is a really, really great benefit to have.
And that's something that you can't do on a fixed rate, isn't it? You can't overpay.
You can with some of the lenders. So with ICS Mortgage, mortgages and Finance Ireland that allow you to overpay 20% of the capital balance annually. Avant Money, KBC allow you to overpay 10%. So the different lenders have different options. So if you're looking to fix, absolutely check, will this lender, and sometimes it can be part of our discussion with our clients. They say they want to take a fixed rate, but they'd like a little bit of flexibility. And that might be determined what lender they ultimately take their mortgage with. Because sometimes it's not just about the rate, it's about the overall flexibility within that mortgage, about the terms that the clients require. So again, if fixing, certainly ask your bank or your broker whether you're allowed to overpay based on the mortgage option being proposed.
It's quite terrifying, isn't it, when you actually see how much money you're paying in interest, and if you think that you can pay it off a little bit quicker, always a good idea to try and do that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, many of my first-time buyers, when they're looking to take out their mortgage initially, they will be taking terms of 35 years or, you know, age to expire at the age of 70, just to allow them to borrow that little bit more, to make it a little bit more affordable until they settle into their home. And this is a really good opportunity to say, okay, God, I know I took that longer term, but really I want to pull that back in. And if once you're settled into your mortgage, you're comfortable paying, meeting the repayments that you're making, then you can choose to reduce your interest rate. And instead of taking the reduced monthly repayment, you can keep your repayments as they are, but accelerate the repayments of the mortgage and knock a number of years off your mortgage. So it has a huge impact, because the savings that can be made by switching are really substantial. And it's not something you do once in your mortgage journey or such, your mortgage lifetime. You should be reviewing your rate at regular intervals, because the Irish consumer tends to have a lot of apathy. They can roll on to fixed rate or off fixed rates onto variable, and they go, I know I should look at that. You should look at it. And the big difference that it can make is just all money in your pocket, because there's no value add in terms of interest. The higher the interest that you repay, it adds no value to you, your mortgage. So you're effectively giving it to the bank because you haven't been proactive enough to look at rates and to make sure that there's a better, see if there's a better offering on the market, or to make sure you're on the best offering that your lender has to offer or that the market has to offer. So it's a really, really key point. It's so hard to earn money and it's so easy to spend it. And this is one big area in everybody's household, and their mortgage, if they have one, is probably their largest financial commitment. So we tend to look at insurances, we tend to look at utilities, but really the mortgage is a big ticket item that everybody should be reviewing and assessing on an annual basis or at regular intervals when they roll off a fixed rate.
Martina, do you have to then, if you are switching, do you have to go through the whole process again of almost like reapplying for a mortgage with your bank statements and all that kind of thing? Like, are you starting from scratch or is it relatively simple?
Well, you know, the lenders all have a duty of care, whether it's a first-time buyer, a mover, or a switcher, to ensure that the mortgage is still affordable. So they will want you to present them your payslips and your bank statements. But effectively, when you're taking your mortgage out the first time, it's such an emotional process because you're looking to buy the property, you're looking to get enough money to buy in the area you want to buy, you're bidding, etc. Whereas switching is really a transaction. So the key point for any of our customers is just to provide the documentation. When you provide the documentation, your payslips, your bank statements, we as brokers would take it from there. So we would look and say, okay, well, this is a process. We're going to guide you through this process. So while it might seem difficult, you might go, God, I don't want to have to go through all that again. It really isn't an arduous process for the amount that you can save. So if somebody said to you, you know, I'll give you €4,000 if you pull me together your bank statement, your payslip, I know I would. So it's really, really worth it in the end. And that's just the annual saving, the average annual saving. So it's something that as mortgage holders, it's incumbent upon us to do it, because effectively we've taken out this commitment. And just from a lifestyle point of view and from a family perspective, the lower we can keep those repayments, the better for our overall family and financial wellness.
Because a lot of people would be in a different situation financially, maybe now, if they're thinking about switching to where they started off. Both applicants may have been working at the time. Maybe only one of them's working now. Maybe one's staying at home with children. They've got the extra expense of childcare, all these kinds of things. Maybe that puts people off because they think, oh, they're not going to accept us because we don't have that second income coming in.
Yeah, well, life certainly moves on. So first-time buyers become parents, become, you know, they have childcare commitments, as you said, we take out loans for cars, etc. So life moves on after you take on your first mortgage. When you're applying for a mortgage initially, so banks are bound to lend under what's called macroprudential lending rules. So there's 3.5 times multiple of income, etc. And that's quite strict when you're looking to take out a new mortgage. When you're switching, it's not new lending. If it's a straight switch, so if you're taking a like-for-like mortgage to save on interest, then it's not a new lending. So it doesn't fall under the central bank lending rules. So as such, there's a little bit more flexibility there in terms of how the lenders underwrite, because it's not capped at 3.5 times income multiple. So for example, if one of the parties had reduced hours or you had additional childcare commitments or a loan that was taken out, etc., as long as you're showing the mortgage is affordable and as long as your income meets the lender's own underwriting policy, you're not bound by the stricter central bank rules when it's a like for like switch. So when you're taking your 300,000 euro mortgage and from bank A to bank B, you're not bound under those stricter rules that came into play in 2015. So many people who would have taken out their mortgage and may have sought an exception over the last number of years to go over that 3.5 times multiple don't have to worry that that still will be an issue for them. Or somebody who maybe their family circumstances have changed, they've dependents, or they've taken on additional loan commitments or whatever it might be. There is a lot more flexibility, I suppose, in the lender's own underwriting policy. They look at disposable income calculations as opposed to income multiple calculations. So that just means that there's a little bit more flexibility. It's not as strict as when you went to take out your mortgage the first time around since those macroprudential rules came into place in 2015.
Now, are there solicitors and legal fees involved?
Yep. So and I suppose from the point of view of most lenders have what's called switcher packages. So there are two costs when you're taking out your mortgage. When you're switching your mortgage, there's a certification of title. So that's the legal fee. Okay. So when you purchase property, the conveyancing fee, it's a much more extensive search and work through of the contracts that are going to be put in place. When you're switching your mortgage, it's a certification of title. So the solicitor is taking the title deeds from bank A and placing them at bank B. They charge a fee to do that. In general, for our clients, that's roughly 1,400 euros plus the valuation fee, which is generally 150 euros. But again, most of the lenders have either cashback offers, which are 2% of the mortgage back in cash at drawdown, or specific switcher packages, such as AIB of 2,000 euros, KBC of 3,000 euros. So there are switcher packages on offer that in general will cover the cost and more than the cost, depending on the lender, to switch. Some lenders don't have switcher packages, but they've really super low rates. So when a client will come to us, we'll look and see what exactly their requirements are. So there are, again, cashback offers, 2% of the mortgage back in cash, switcher packages. And then again, some of the lenders don't have a switcher package, but have the super low rate. So we would just try and bring together kind of a happy marriage of what the client requires and what their requirements are at that particular time. But yes, absolutely, there are costs. But when you look at it relative to the savings that can be made, you know, you would only switch if there were the savings, if there was that gain to be made or financial gain to be made by switching, if it made sense to do so.
Does it take very long to kick in then when you actually apply for this? Are you waiting around a long time?
So we, from our client's perspective, we would complete a switching application process from start to finish in 6 to 8 weeks. So that might sound like a long time, but actually your involvement is just really at the start, your intense involvement at the start, pulling together the documentation. After that, we would take it from there. And there is a legal process, evaluation process involved, and you switch over your insurance. So it does take the 6 to 8 weeks to complete. But once you draw down your new mortgage, the existing mortgage is cleared, so that mortgage on the higher rate is cleared, and you start repaying at that lower interest rate for your next monthly repayment. It's 6 to 8 weeks, I would say. And I would say to anybody who's thinking of switching or looking to roll off fixed rate and looking at market options, start the process a little bit earlier, about 6 months pre-expiry of the fixed rate or before you roll onto your variable rate, because variable rates are higher than fixed rates. And you might want to plan, you might want to make sure that you're in a position that you have all your documentation together, and just bearing in mind that timeline of 6 to 8 weeks to complete out on the process.
I love this idea of the overpayment. I think that's absolutely brilliant, because imagine if you're thinking, say you've got, like, I don't know, 22 years left in your mortgage. If you can get even 2 years off that, how amazing would that be?
Yeah, actually, even funnily enough, you say, because I spoke to a client this morning, and that was exactly what we did. We worked back and said, okay, you're paying X, you know, how can we knock, you know, how many years can we knock off this mortgage? And that was like a challenge. It's like, how can we do this? How can we get you to the path to freedom even quicker? Get that mortgage cleared off. Yeah. So, you know, it's a really good discipline to repay your mortgage over the shortest term possible. But as I say, sometimes it doesn't suit people the way they earn. It can be that they get commission, it can be they get a bonus, variable income, and they may have lump sum gift amounts that they get annually if they're lucky enough to do that. And to be able to overpay the mortgage and to be able to see that mortgage amount drop. Because I know when I get my own annual mortgage statement and I have a tracker rate, it was one of those lucky people to get a tracker rate.
Lucky thing.
I still go, oh my God, I know. hold on tight to that. I haven't switched. I'm not practicing what I'm preaching because it's too good to be true, that tracker rate. And obviously, if you have a tracker rate, just to say you shouldn't switch because it's such a valuable product. But if I look at my mortgage statement, I go, God, is that all I paid off? You know, you kind of get that sense. So to see that mortgage, eating into that mortgage a little bit more, to use the savings that you can can make by switching to a lower rate to really accelerate the repayment of the mortgage is really rewarding. And you kind of think, great, that's a, you know, a really good financial decision I've made. And it's one, as I say, that at Donal, we would work with our clients in a kind of a partnership effect to say, okay, right, you're going to be rolling off your rate in 2 years' time. Let's look at that in 18 months, see where we are, see what rate your lender is offering, see what your requirements are at that time. And a lot of our clients will come back. They might have thought they would trade up in the next 5 years after their first purchase, and now they're looking to do home improvement. And that can all be, you know, wrapped up in the overall switching process, where you can switch and take an equity release to carry out home improvements, which so many people are doing at the moment. So that's a really relevant point, that you can actually switch and, you know, draw down additional funds to do home improvements. But actually, because of the way the interest rates fall and because of the lower interest rates, you're actually paying much the same. And many of our clients would find themselves in that situation where they're probably paying much the same on a monthly basis from a cash flow point of view, even having released equity, just by virtue of the fact that they're really managing their rate and keeping their rate as low as possible.
I had a lady, a listener, text in the show recently, Martina, and she had just paid off her final mortgage repayment. And I just thought, oh,
jealous.
My God, what an amazing feeling. What an achievement, number one. Such an amazing feeling to have that noose off your neck. And
I know.
Your mortgage paid off. Amazing. Well, listen, you're kind of the go-between, I guess, between the client and the banks getting that better deal. Doddle is the website, doddl.ie. So info there if you're interested in switching your mortgage. Thanks so much, Martina. This is Something for the Weekend.
Thank you, Gina.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits.